I think that Lake Washington was perceived as an obstacle far more than it was perceived as a resource for a very long time. If you wanted to get to timber and get it here to Lake Union, to the mill on this site where you and I are now, if you wanted to get coal from Renton, if you wanted to get farm goods like berries or something from Finn Hill, the lake was a huge impediment. People lost their lives taking rowboats and little sailing vessels across Lake Washington. It's a big lake. And the little ferries that began to grow up at the turn of the 20th century, you know, 1899, 1905, these were pedestrian ferries. They were passenger ferries. It was still necessary to essentially go around the lake if you had a wagon, or then later, as we have motorized transportation, if you had a truck. It's later that we begin to see ferries on Lake Washington from Madison Park to Kirkland, which was the hub of the east side and the terminus point for that ferry on the east side of the lake, as Madison Park was on the left. We begin to see vehicle ferries that are double-ended, that run every hour, that could become these sort of floating bridges and bring commerce back and forth across the lake, take kids to high school, take you into town to buy a pair of glasses, or to go see your doctor, or to go to church, or to go to the University of Washington. Those ferries were written about by settlers on the east side of Lake Washington at the time as just the most wonderful thing that had happened in their lives, to not have to drive around or walk around or take a horse around the whole lake, or to take a little tiny vessel and risk your life trying to go across the lake. The ferries turned Kirkland into the hub of the east side because of the regularity of their arrival and departure, and because it made Kirkland the center for all of the settlers who were funneling to that ferry.
And was Madison Park then the equivalent here? Is that what Madison Park?
Yes, Madison Park was the equivalent on the west side of the lake.
And so that becomes a concentration as well of people?
Yes, I think Madison Park, I mean, you can almost see it in the Madison Park neighborhood now, the little town it used to be. As late as the 1930s, there was a fellow living on Marsh Island between the parking lot of the old Museum of History and Industry at Montlake and Foster Island. There is a walking trail. And there's a high point in the middle of that that's called Marsh Island. And a man named Martin Moen had sort of retired there when he was in his 80s during the Great Depression. There was no safety net. There was nowhere to go. He didn't want to live in Hooverville. He wanted to live by himself. So there's photographs in the Seattle Times of his little sort of shanty that he built there, and he's cooking outside in a pot. But he would take a rowboat to Madison Park to the sort of general store that was there in the 1930s. That was his little town.